guys, it's been 14 days since we last had an episode, and consistency is key, like I mentioned at the beginning of the year. And so we are back again with another episode.
Timmy, wait. What's all this shala you are doing? Just start like a normal person. Like, why are you doing too much?
I'm trying to tell our listeners that I'm consistent. That's just what I'm trying
they
to
know. We know that you are consistent. We get it.
Mr. Like, they can always count on me anytime, any day.
What do you mean by me? You're not saying us. Are we not a team anymore? Okay. Like, I don't get.
Okay, wait. So they can always count on us.
Okay, good.
But then, Shay, it's exciting because Monday is another public holiday in Nigeria. And Mr. Lai Mohammed, I'm so grateful, you know.
These past few weeks has been wonderful. First of all, we had Easter 2 days. Then we had the Muslim moon. I think it was it 2 days as well? Was it one day?
Yeah, 2 days. Masallah. Two days.
Then now we are going to have Labor Day too as well, right?
Exactly.
So yeah, so then which other one is coming again? The big
Salah too is coming as well, you understand? So
the one that they will kill Carl, Abi.
Exactly. That's the one we are waiting for. I mean, all our Muslim friends that they said that this one wasn't the one that they will kill meat. The one that they will kill meat is coming. And
we'll be patient. We will be there. We'll be there no matter what.
I'll be there. So yeah, Shay, what have you been up to now? 2 weeks. I feel like I ask this question like every time we have a podcast. Like, what have you been
it's
up
normal, to? Like we have to like give our listeners what's up with us, at least to an extent. We can't just be me anonymous. You can't be anonymous to our listeners. The last 2 weeks have been good. Work has been killing me, like, oh boy, I've been managing to, you know, survive, you know, just chill. But I've been very busy actually, but hopefully to stop soon. And I would, you know, we are getting to the middle of the year. I need to relax.
I mean, this year is running. When did we start? And it's already like
almost. It's not running to me. We are still in April for like 6 months now. So
it's running. I beg, please.
What about you? What have you been up to?
Well, work has been kicking my butt, my behind. And I've been trying to kick it back, but it's running. And I'm saying, why are you running? But it's running.
And it's keep running.
Exactly.
Okay, it's cool. So, Timmy, what do you have for us today? What's our topic? I hope we have something juicy today.
Yeah. Trust. You know when we said that we are going to be bringing juicy topics to your ears, we did not lie. First of all, we are consistent people. Second of all, we are not liars. You get?
Okay.
Someone's in my DM and said I'm a Yoruba demon and I lie. I say that's false. I might be a Yoruba demon, but I don't lie.
I second that.
Exactly. So, what we have for us or for you today is basically revolving around green lights. Technically, green lights and then how you can identify them, right? Not the green light of a traffic light that tells you to drive your car, but like I think people should understand when we say green light, right? Or do we have to break it down any further?
If they don't understand, that's their personal problem. So before we get to the topic, we have a guest in the house today.
Yes, we do.
For you to know the green lights and the red lights, we brought someone in the house. Who is the
immediate right?
She has occupied everywhere. So exactly. I don't even know whether it's my immediate left or my immediate right. I actually know that she's somewhere within us.
Exactly.
Yeah, so introduce yourself. Let the people know you.
And give us one fun fact about you too as well. Whilst you do that.
Hi, I'm Sophie Adam. So I'm Kenyan. We're going to talk about...
We just said the topic.
We just did.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. So yeah.
What's the fun fact about you?
A fun fact about me is I'm very lively. I'm a very lively person.
That's not the fun fact.
I live my life.
We know
like,
that.
There's no fun. Tomorrow.
We know that.
You know, mostly people say like, oh, let me live my life. You know, I don't want to die. But nobody knows when they're going to die, okay? So live your life happily. But me, I'm a fun person. I like swimming. I love dancing. I love music. I love partying with my friends. So basically, like,
that's actually true. Sophie is the one person that I know that can party till Jesus come. Like, she can be dying. Oh my God, I have this, but she's still gonna, you know, turn up. So yeah,
exactly. Well, that's how it's supposed to be. Now you only live once. You know the vibes.
Exactly, but leave it to the people you love most. Okay, people who are worth it.
What if I love so many people? I don't understand.
Okay, let me tell you. You can't love everyone. You might enjoy them being there, the company, but you can't love everyone.
Is it your love?
Don't challenge me. Come on.
Okay. Great. So let's just jump into what we have for today. I know it might be a long one, but then we'll try and make it as short as possible. All right. Okay. So Shay, What's your definition of green light? I just want to know, man.
Green light is pretty much when, you know, somebody is telling you that I want you to want me, or I want you. That's my definition of green light.
Sophie, do you have a conflicting definition, or that's just it?
For me, green light is somebody who you can stay with the person, or as much as like you have differences, you can agree to something.
Okay. Well, Shay, I think I'll stick with your depth of green light. I mean, like, showing signs that, okay, this person, if you move to me, I will accept, right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, to be honest. They want you to, you know, make a move. I think that's when somebody gives you the green light.
So someone making a move in the first place is not giving you the green light. Is person giving you a sign to make a move?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Green light is somebody giving you a sign, or from a guy point of view, most times. Girls will give you the green light for you to make the move. They won't necessarily make the move.
Okay. So I might say, like, for girls, I'm speaking as a girl. So it depends. Like, literally depends. Because, you know, mostly people tend to fake. You get? So you can never really know, like, if somebody's true with you or not. But time tells. Even if you're faking, like, for a month, or you try to fake it, regardless, time will tell. So for me, like, a green light is depending on how much, like, I've known you and how much you're telling me and how much we relate. Okay, you might be different. I might be different. You and me are different. But it comes down to this. Can you understand me the way I am? Can we come to an agreement of what you like or what I don't like?
Green light's pretty much just you showing them a sign, right?
No, you don't have to show a sign. Like, the minute you say, like, you want someone to show you a sign, the sign will never come. Because if you guys are different, it will never work.
Yeah, I think I got
okay. Like, it just comes down to this communication. Communication is everything, and how you relate. If you don't like someone, something, tell me I don't like this, and I tell you I don't like this. And then tell me how you want it to work, or like this and this, like time.
Yeah, so Timmy, would you say you also give green light, or do you think it's like a girl thing? Or just a... Is it one gender that gives green light, or anybody can give green light?
Well, I feel anybody can actually, like, give the green light, or to the other gender in this case, to the other person. Let me just use that word now, right? Because guys do it. Guys do it, but then I think ladies do it the most. You know, there's this what I say mentality that people feel like you can get any guy you want as long as you're telling me like him. You get whether he gives you green light or not. Guys are cheap.
Guys are cheap.
Exactly. So,
Timmy, are you cheap? Would you say you are cheap?
Am I? Say, why would you be asking me that kind of question? Do you know why?
I mean, come on. Just be honest. Are you cheap?
I'm not like that. Come on. You have to work it.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly. Let me tell you. You can base it like at someone thinks like you're cheap or something like that. You can't base it like that. Let me tell you, people can fake this life. People can fake. They can fake their love even for.
So are you saying people can fake green light? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they can. Because, like, if I see you like this, I will fake it. I love it. Just to prove the point. That's what I'm saying. Time will tell.
You but that's not necessarily green light means. I think green light is you want somebody and you want them to know that you want them.
No, let me tell you. Okay, that is a point. But I'm saying, like, if you really like someone, you'll talk to them and you'll be like what you like and what you don't like.
Okay, so what you're trying to say is, like, you know somebody likes something, and in order for you to win them over, you also agree with them. You become agreeable. So they think that that's a green light.
That's a green light. You care.
Yeah, that's, so tell me, what do you look out for? How do you know, like, that somebody's interested in you? Let's start from there.
Okay, how do I know someone is interested in me? It depends on how I meet the person. Let me just use the most popular ways of meeting people on social media, innit? So you meet someone on Instagram, you see a story and the thing is entering your eye, yeah? Then you slide into the DM and then you are texting the person. And okay, say for example, one green light that people should even look out for on Instagram is if you see someone's profile on Instagram, yeah? And it is entering your eye and you slide into the DM and you are texting the person probably replies you and the person doesn't follow you back if the person hasn't followed you back before. Say the person doesn't follow you before, right? Mm-hmm. And then she doesn't follow you after she has replied your text. Then just know that she's not into you. Because if she's into you, the moment you send the first message, she will check your profile, right?
And yeah. Like,
okay, let me follow this guy back, right? So if she doesn't follow you back, then you just know that you are on your own.
But some girls are just proud. They show interest, but they don't want to show too much interest. How about that?
Okay. say she doesn't follow you immediately, but then okay, that brings me to the level two, the conversation you all have, right? You text time.
Okay, let me tell you.
Okay.
If you text me on Instagram, me as a girl, depending on how you text me, determines who I am. If you text me like, hi, can we link up? And then I'd be like, I'm a girl. Okay, where? That's a red flag. That's a red flag because you don't even know if I'm a killer or if I don't want you. You get? So for me, if you want to see a green flag, if you text a new girl from Instagram, you have to be like, hi, how are you? Can we meet up? The thing which says after that determines everything. She tells you like, hey, wait, I want to know you more better. I don't know who you are. Okay, that's a green flag.
Okay, great. So technically, the way you text them, right? So if you're being correct, the way you text them will determine the kind of response you would get from them, right? So basically, I'm coming from a point where I'm texting like a gentleman, you know, trying to know the person, trying to talk to the person, and then, you know, she's responding with one-word answers. You guys, how are you? I'm fine. Yeah, she doesn't ask how you are back.
That's a sign that they're not really interested.
Exactly, my deal was fine. And then you get the conversation isn't really flowing.
No, so, literally.
Okay.
I bet before when a girl first when you text her, me personally, I'm speaking for me personally. If I don't know you that well, I'll reply with one word because I don't know your intentions. You get? But as we continue talking, I'll open up.
Yeah, that's okay? Normal. I think that's normal. Like initially, you don't when you meet someone, you don't expect them to just be all over you. Like I think nobody expects that. But you would always show interest. If somebody is interested in you, at least at the beginning, they would show interest. They would try to communicate a bit. Not even that you send a message today, they will respond the next 2 weeks. Because if somebody is interested in you, they will not waste your time. I get. So the point is, you would subconsciously show signs that you are interested in them. Because everybody is busy. We all have so many people that are chasing us, blah, blah, blah. You have so many messages, you have work and all that. But you'd always try and subconsciously, you would do things that you would know that, oh, this babe is interested in me or this guy kind of likes me. So for example, for Timmy now, let's say you send a girl a message and she does not ask how are you back. You are lucky now, Abby. That's what you are doing.
That's where the conversation would die. I mean, that's
but the end of the conversation. Can't you try and win her over even though you are not seeing any green flags yet?
Well, I mean like...
Or any green lights rather.
I can't be, first of all, I can't double text. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Except it's Rihanna. I'm not double texting anybody. If I text you the first time and you don't reply, that's the end of it. You get?
Nah. Like, let me tell you, you know, like, these people who are easygoing, it's really easy for you to communicate with them. You get? So, if you text someone and then like, okay, hi, how are you? And then they like take some time. You'll say, good things take time. Again, you can't expect me to like text you.
Sophie wants us to chase her for like 2 years. No. For us to be like, oh my God, I can't live without you. Oh my God, I've not last time we spoke.
Okay, let me tell you. Maybe this person, like, I can read your energy, right? I can sense energy. I don't know how I do it, but I can. I don't have to know you. Okay, but the way you text me and the way I'll feel, it's gonna tell me what I need to know. So like I can't base somebody like you're a lawyer, you have things to do and you're busy. I can't expect you like to text me all the time. But as long as you make sure whatever you text me will make sense the whole day. I can text today, I tell you I'm in work, I'm doing this and this, I'll text you later. Okay.
I think that's a green light too as well. Timmy, what do you think? So even if she doesn't like necessarily respond fast, the fact that she's showing interest, like I'm busy right now, but I will respond later. I think that's a green light.
I mean, I would understand that, oh, you're busy. Or you tell me, oh, I don't really text here. I don't text on Instagram. I text on someplace, iMessage or whatever. I get it. You get that's okay. Still meaning that you want to have the conversation at a later place or at a later time. But then the fact that you text somebody and then it shows scene and the person doesn't even reply or send
them. Yeah, your daddy. so that's at the beginning, right? So let's talk about like later down the line. You people are, you know each other already. You are paddy, blah blah blah. Like how do you know that you should move to them? Because you know if somebody is your friend, you might not know whether they are friends on you. Or they just want to be friends, or they want you to actually take things to the next level. So Timmy, what are some things you look out for that a girl leads you, that you know that, ah, this babe, she wants me to be a man?
Okay, let me tell you one.
Calm down, I'm asking Timmy. Slow down, let the guys talk first.
Okay, guys talk.
Okay, so
they say ladies first, but I'll take it. Okay, go.
So when like I'm already friends with somebody and I want to know whether I'm in the friend zone or they're giving me the green light to, you know, move ahead, right? Okay. So it starts from like the conversations we'll be having, right? So okay. I think I mentioned this in one of our podcasts before, and I think it was probably the friend zone podcast, right? And I said, like, when someone, there are some things that someone starts telling you that you start wondering that what are we doing here in this friendship now? Exactly. So so when someone actually like is, would I say, free with you, I mean, like, you can have conversations, talk late into the night, and
bro, those 2 a.m. talks, like, you
basically
know,
those say,
what
those,
are you wearing,
those, blah, you can blah, call blah. Me those when I say you can, when I tell somebody you can call me anytime, and she actually calls me anytime, do you get? I mean,
they are sending you snaps every day.
Exactly, they send you all those kind of things. You can tell that, oh, maybe this person actually likes me. Also, another thing that you can actually notice is girls are actually very jealous. Regardless, Sophie can say
that's
what she wants. So that's by
true.
The moment
you start getting jealous, that's
when
how you
start
know.
Getting jealous about
maybe
you are
hanging
out. Exactly, one leg into the finals, bro. So that's how you can actually tell that. Oh, I think this person is giving me less to.
Okay, let me say.
Yeah. So Sophie, so let me ask you now. Mm-hmm. As a girl, and you've been talking to a guy for a while, mm-hmm. and you are interested in him,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of want things to go to the next level, mm-hmm. to the next step. What are some green lights that you give to the guy?
Okay,
like two things or maybe three things that you do.
The green lights I'd give to a nigga, I'll give you only if you're giving it to me. Okay, so one thing is both of us want to see each other again, because I might want to see you, but you don't want to see me.
Okay.
Yeah, but if I make time, regardless of the time, as long as I come and see you, as long as I've communicated to you, that's a green flag. Okay.
So if I get you correctly, one green light you give to guys, mm-hmm. is that you make yourself available to them. Like, is that what you're saying? Like, you don't post them.
Yeah, you make it free your time, as much as your time. Let me tell you, let me tell my girls and my guys, whoever is listening, if somebody likes you, they'll make time to see you. That's one.
What if I'm busy?
No, as long as, even though you're busier, yeah, that time you actually get, I'll get time and actually come and see you. People don't see that, but that's such a sweet, like, that's like so romantic to me. You get, as much as you're busy, you make time to come and see me.
So Timmy, have you
people
heard,
won't do that.
Have you heard you that you're always working, always make time so that they will know that? Wait, does this work both ways? Or is this
it works both ways. Because let me tell you, a nigga, you know me, I usually say, if a nigga only wants to sleep with you, again, he just call you randomly and then you're there like a
speaker time
running.
Isn't that making time?
He just wants to f*** you and leave you because he can fuck you and tell you, like, yo, me, I'm going. Okay. But making time, like, to actually spend time with you, know what?
Okay, so what else? What else? Apart from making time, what else would you say you do for guys that you want to give the green light?
Green light, like, I'd say, like, you want to, like, know me more and want to explore with me more. And you,
no, I'm saying,
want
no,
to,
no, I'm saying things you would do for the guy to know, not necessarily what the guy is doing.
To the guy, like, me, if I actually like you, I'd actually come and spend time with you.
Yeah, so that was
and
one.
And I'd actually buy you, like, the simple things. You'd actually know. You get, call you randomly, take care of you, ask you if you've eaten. If you've not, I might send you money. You get, these small things. Because I usually say, like, it goes vice versa. You can call me. You call me, you tell me, like, I'm stuck somewhere. If I have the money, why not send it to you? You get, why not send it to you? Like, I would.
Okay.
So it depends on, like, the communication and everything. You get, you might be busy. It's the effort that counts.
Okay, so
it's
one
the effort.
Is you make time. Two is you make effort. Yeah. So Timmy, are these things enough for you? Do you consider these things as green lights? If a girl is doing these things for you, like, she's making time for you and she's making time to see you, is that enough or you always want more as a guy?
Well, I feel like guys don't actually require a lot of, like, they don't need to see a lot of green lights. They just need to see one. Do you understand? And not like guys are cheap though, don't get me wrong. But like, you know, he's on the streets now. You get, so you feel me, yeah? So like, if obviously if a girl like tries to make out time for you, obviously, you know, she's busy, probably she's got a job and like spends most of her time at work, but then she still tries to make out time for you, that's obviously a green light. Drass just trying to tell you that, you know, you have to do what you have to do. Another green light, she is if she texts first. I mean, girls don't text first and girls don't call unless they like you. So you see, like I said, call me anytime, and then she actually calls you anytime. I mean, that's the sign, bro. You just have to take it. Then I think those are like just guys don't require like a lot of we're not stressful human beings. We are very chill people. So
yeah, that's actually true. If a girl is women don't just make efforts on just anybody. That's one thing I've noticed.
Yeah. So if any girl is making any effort on you, need to call, especially to call with her credit. Not WhatsApp.
Nigerian women, Lagos women, for example.
If a Lagos woman calls you,
they will never spend one cup on you.
If a Lagos woman calls
you, they will finish their money on you.
With her credit. Go and propose. Oh, the next weekend, go and propose. After that weekend, okay. Do introduction and do marriage.
So another thing I want to ask is, if you are giving somebody the green lights for them to go ahead, is it, and if they are not reciprocating, do you just stop, or do you still like continue? Like, do you continue to just be available? For example, now you are making efforts for a girl, you're always calling her first thing in the morning. You send her good morning, baby. How was your night? Last thing at night, you send her curry this pack for her to eat. And you have done this for like 1 week. You are showing her the light in the world. But it's looking as if she's colorblind. How do you move from there? Sophie, what do I do? This girl in my life, I've been sending out the money in the world, I've been flying out, I've been doing all sorts, but she's like, she's not seeing it.
I hope that's a lie. Okay.
So what would you say I should do at this? Should I give up, or should I still press?
Let me tell you, you can spend on a girl, but if she doesn't like you, she doesn't. Okay?
So I cannot use money to make the lights green. Is that what you're telling me?
No. Actually, let me tell you, you can never force love. You see, if there's a green light, you'll see the green light.
So you've not answered my question. My question is, I'm showing green light to somebody consistently, but I'm not getting something.
I've actually answered your question.
So the point is,
say that
I'm not interested in.
If you're showing the green light and they don't give a f- about the green light,
I should pack my load down.
So pack it. So you can't force somebody to love you. Okay?
Yeah, of course. I thought I can. You know.
You can't.
I'm sorry. Our listeners, you have
tell it. You, if you force it, you'll end up being hurt. Okay? That's see people fine. Killing others.
I'm a Yoruba man. I can undo a little bit of pain. That's to me. Am I right?
I mean, I exactly now.
Okay,
so Shay, do you feel like when you show a girl or give a girl green light after some point, you have to stop? That's my what I think though. I mean, there are a lot of people that can see as well if you're colorblind. So if I'm giving you something and then you're not showing that you are seeing what I'm giving you, I mean, I'll just stop and move. But then the point is the duration. I think for me, it's about maybe like 2 weeks to 1 month. I mean, I've tried my best. Minimum 2 weeks. Depending on if she's a 10, I can push it to 1 month.
If she's not a 10, because you
that's if she's a, if she's below if she's below a 7, my boys don't roll with 7s. We don't be like oh. But if she's an 8, I can do 2 weeks. But if she's a 10, I'll do 1 month. Because that's just what it is, man. Like, because sometimes these things for guys, yeah, it's kind of like what's it called now? Unconventional. Because mostly people expect guys to move to the girls. And if you're trying to give green light to a girl and you're trying to move to her and she's not seeing anything, you might just as well, you know, move on to something else. So Shay, how do you identify if you're trying to move to somebody and she's like opposing you or giving you the red light? Because obviously there's a green light, there should be a red light.
I think I would just stop. I feel like I look for red lights than I look for green lights when I start talking to people. Because I feel like it's easier to spot red lights than it is to spot green lights. I don't know if that makes sense. So I'm just looking for reasons to like stop talking to you. So let's say I'm interested in somebody, yeah? I'm looking for things that you are doing that shows that you don't like me. So that once I do 1+1 together and I see that, it's like my market is not selling it. My point is there are some red lights are very, very obvious. Like the one Timmy said, like, they are just hearing your daddy every 2 days. Like they go like 1 week. You send them messages, they don't respond, or you try and call them 2 times. They tell you, this one that women do. Yes, let me call them out. They are talking on the phone. Everything is sweet, and they're like, oh, let me call you back.
It has and they never call you back.
She has not called
exactly.
You back.
Or let me call you when I get home. Or I want to sleep. I'll call you when I wake up.
Let me call. They are still on the. They are still on the receipt. So I'm looking for reasons. Like I'm looking for the things that shows that this person is not really interested in me. But I'm not going to use it against them at the beginning. If it's at the beginning, if already close, it's fine if you do nonsense once in a while. That's okay. So that's pretty much it for me. Yeah. What about you, Sophie? Like if you're speaking to a guy that you like, there are some things that they need to do that you're like, I've had enough. Like they are not really, they don't like.
Let me tell you, some things like you just can take it slow, okay? Like if this guy like, if he doesn't like this and this, I take it okay. I'll say like, okay, but we'll figure out what we're gonna do. You get, if you like doing this, you can do it. I'll wait. you get, or you do it somewhere else. You get, but for me, a red flag is like a man who wants like whatever he wants to do. Like, we can't work out.
Okay, fine. So people, guys that don't seem to understand you, yeah, or compromise on, yeah, the things you care about.
Yeah.
So tell me, what about you?
If a girl isn't showing concern about you, like she's not, for example, you all are discussing something and she's not interested in probably how your own day went. You're trying to find out how her day went. She's not interested in how your own day went and stuff like that. It's just, for me, they're just red lights that say this person is very interested in you. Just move.
Okay, so Timmy, you want the girl that is interested about that is telling you, how is your day today?
I mean, like, it's so...
Well, why are you acting like a bitch?
It's not...
Like,
it's not
as a man, why are you acting like
not,
a bitch?
That's not the thing is that if you understand women, you know that women are actually very caring. Forget all everything they say. You know that's that, yeah, like, they literally... If you tell her that you have headache and she hasn't called you like 5 times in the next 1 minute to find out if your headache has gone, then she's not the one
for you.
Exactly. Okay. So women are very caring.
Left hand. Put down for my left hand.
Women are very caring. So at the point, like, you don't get to see that emotion from them, or you don't get to see that care. Matter of fact, let me give you a test that you should do. If you are texting somebody, and then you want to know whether she's giving you green light or red light, just tell her that you've not had appetite since yesterday. I have not eaten anything. How she responds to you, tell you whether she likes you or not. I'm serious. That's my test. You get understand?
Yeah,
thank you so much.
I have my own test.
Thank you so much.
Should I say
saying that to
you? Do you want to hear my own test?
It's very important. It's very, very, very important.
So Timmy, try this. Our listeners, I'm not saying you should try this. I'm not saying you should try this, but it can be a litmus test. Let's say you're speaking to somebody that you like and you want to know whether she likes you or not. Tell her that you slept with somebody else. And her reaction will let you know whether she likes you or not. I'm not saying you should sleep with somebody else. So
we should act like a fool. We kill ourselves, we catch ourselves.
If she's not rolling on the floor and almost dying, then she's not the one for you.
They might be the one for you. No, I beg to differ. I can like you so much. But if you show me like you don't actually give a f, I'll put my feelings in the pocket. Like, I can't show you like that. You get, I might be hurting, but I won't show you. Like, girls are mostly like, let me tell you one thing, if you want to know a girl actually likes you, they don't actually throw themselves down.
What do you mean? If she's not throwing herself on the floor, she's not the one for you.
No.
Okay, fine.
Let me tell you. For me, and most girls, I'm sure the girls will be like, why are you saying my secret? Keep quiet. Let me tell you, if a girl really likes you, they'll be like, okay, that's how you feel. Okay, text me later. Or if you want to talk to me. But they'll go. That's somebody actually cares about you. You get? They're going to cry about their feelings. Personally, me, I'm speaking about me. You get? Because I can't keep on showing you I love you and I constantly care about you. But you're like, you don't give a f-.
If you really care about you, you continue to care about me.
I might care about you, but in a distance. Okay. Regardless, I have to care about my feelings and my mental health.
No.
I can't throw myself, I kill you with a fucking TV.
No.
For me to prove my love to you, okay? Simple. Yeah.
So what of those girls that will give you green lights today? Tomorrow they will give you red light.
You mean they are doing like traffic light, they are fluctuating today, green light, tomorrow red light.
Exactly. Like, what do you do in that kind of situation? Because it has happened to me before, whereby I'm like, this girl like me, but 2 days later I'm like, I don't think she likes me again. Then after an hour, it's like she likes me too bad. What do you do in those kind of situations?
I will take them. I will be there. I will take them like that.
You're toxic.
My little cycle.
I think toxic. some girls do that too. They don't want to show that they like you too much. So
yeah,
they will act nice today. Then tomorrow they will balance it out with a little bit of wickedness. I think those are Igbo women. Yes. I have to throw them under the bus.
I will be there. So I feel like even guys do it sometimes, but ladies do it the most, right? They'll be like, so if they are showing a guy some green lights, like you give him sign, and then maybe he missed it and he didn't actually catch it, they'll change small. They'll try to be harsh. So maybe the guy will notice a change in their behavior and he will retrace his steps.
Yeah, that's another tactic.
They will not go again. They will give him green light again. So I just feel like that's just what girls. For me, I will take it. I will be there. I don't mind.
I don't care.
That's just I'll be there. But that's just what it is for as green light. So Shay, do you feel like if, let's say for example, a lady is showing you green light for a while and you don't take it, right? And then she probably moves on as a boyfriend, right? But then the fact that she has shown you green lights in the past, would you hang around for the boyfriend to leave so I can take your chance, or you just move on?
No, I don't do that, because having a boyfriend means that's a red light, and it means she's not interested. She's already taken. So
right now,
I'll wait for nature to take its course for them to break up. It's not like I will stay around. It's not like I stay around for it to scatter.
Exactly,
it will scatter on its own, because that's what happened.
The way I was saying that you cannot wait for someone. Like, I should not throw myself under the ground.
I'm not throwing myself at them. I'm just waiting. But I'm also not waiting for them.
Wait for you to come back to your senses.
So you can.
I'm not going to scatter it. I'm just going to scatter it.
Oh.
It is what it is. What else? I think we've pretty much spoken a lot about, like, how do you know when somebody likes you? What are some things to look at? I think the main thing is just they would make efforts. I think it's not even about gender, right? And I think it works for both gender. They are going to make an effort for you. They're going to make time for you, no matter how busy they are. So if that girl is telling you, oh, I'm busy with, you know, work, you know, my daddy is calling me, this is a lie. She's lying to you. She's not interested in
me. No, might be true.
Okay, it might be true, but it will still make time for you. And yeah. If that guy is telling you, oh, I don't have any money in my account, he's lying.
You can't be a man and you don't have money.
Because no matter how small the money you have, if you care about somebody, you would want to make their life easier. Even if it's, you know, popcorn you buy for them.
Yeah.
It just shows that you make an effort for them. I think that's like the main thing. Effort, you make time, and then you try and compromise in the things you like and the things they like. I think that's pretty much it, to be honest. And for red lights, if they don't do any of these things, that's the red light. If they do it, that's the green light. End of story. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Exactly. So that's just. But Shay, if someone is giving red lights, can you turn it to green lights if you hang around long enough?
I think so. I think sometimes people grow on people. So for example, you might meet somebody initially and you're like, I'm not really feeling them. Then you now, after like 6 working days, you now realize that they are not bad. You know, then from there, you as a guy.
I beg to differ.
Slow down, let me finish. You do your thing, you know, you start switching them up. Maybe before, when you first meet her, you were not really showing too much green light to her. Then later on, you start calling her in the morning. You don't let her breathe. You start doing 442. Timmy, you know as it work now.
Exactly.
Instead, the baby's not really feeling you. You increase it to like 3-4-3. You get, maybe before you're just calling her once in every 3 days. You increase it to like every 2 hours. Then from there, you start sweet talking, you know, those 2 a.m. talks. Before you know, you have it. It's done.
So are we giving nuggets today?
Of course, we're giving nuggets. I'm feeling good today, so I'm giving nuggets. So Timmy, you go first.
Yeah, my one is that, like I've said it before, if it's someone that you like and she's giving you red lights, stick around. Don't give up. Don't. And if it's because she has a boyfriend, look for all ways possible to break it up.
I mean,
Timmy.
Because
you go to church on Sunday.
If you give up, belongs to Caesar to Caesar. What were you and your party used to be that? So that's
okay. So what do I have to say? What I have to give is, if somebody is giving you red light, if they are telling you they're not interested in you, please have some shame and go home. Learn to give up. Sometimes you have to give up. You cannot get everybody. I feel like some guys have this, mentality of, you know, I can get anything, blah blah blah.
Yes.
But there are some people that you can never get till you die. Just give up. You have tried all the try. Just chop your L and go in peace. That's what I have. And there are some, I think girls have it more. I can get any guy I want. I can get any guy. There's no guy I've ever wanted that I cannot get. There are some guys that they are going to rubbish you. They don't want you. The long and short is, learn to give up if somebody is not interested in you. Simple. Sophie?
I'd say, like, to my girls, like, if somebody is not, like, willing to listen to you, or you guys are not getting each other, leave. Let me tell you, you can stay in a toxic relationship for what? For what? It's not useful. Let me tell you, everyone has their own person in this life. May think like, oh my God, I've tried so hard. I can't get anyone. As a nigga, you feel like you can't get anyone you want. Trust you, me. There's someone for you.
There's somebody for somebody.
So just get your person who you can relate to. And remember, no one's perfect. Thank you.
There's somebody for someone, no matter how crazy you are.
No matter.
I would hold on to that on both hands. All right. So thank you guys for listening.
Shay, somebody for you. Can't pick someone to help somebody. That's
weird.
Okay. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for I'm sure you had a great time today, because I had a great time. Don't forget to, you know, listen to us on all platforms. We are on Anchor at In the Middle Podcast. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcast, We are on AudioMark, Amazon Music, all sorts. Also check out indiemiddle.fm as well. Check out our YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter, interact with us. You can also leave us like an audio message to now on Spotify in case you have like any questions, you have anything you want us to talk about. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Until we meet again in the next 14 days, as Timmy says.
Yeah, exactly.
See you guys.
14 days.